This recording, Switzerland 23, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed off for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose was owner. Mary Harrison kept calling, comma, comma, which Sarah thought that was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tricked, gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, till Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed that vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out of a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire, Laura thought it was a fair price for a cure. So just about my hobbies or something. In my free time, I dance ballet 3 times a week. With point shoes and everything. In holidays, I often go surfing, windsurfing on Sardinia in autumn. Like this year, the second week of my holidays, I will go there for surfing and stuff. And after my school here, I wanna go to Australia for just living there or make another school or something, and to learn about a new culture or something like that, yeah. And after that I want to come back and study in the ETH in Zurich, like biology or something. I have a little brother, I think. Yeah, I spend much of time with him, just playing or something, and I often do something with my friends, like my 4 best friends. I go to concerts or just shopping or something like that, yeah. Also ich tanze, seit ich 4 bin, Ballett, und habe oft Aufführungen gemacht und so. Habe früher Harfe gespielt und ich mache auch Akrobatik recht oft und Leichtathletik. Und ja, also was Schule anbelangt, bin ich ein bisschen minimalistisch in allem Möglichen. Wegen dem muss ich es wiederholen. Aber ich finde, dass Schule weniger wichtig ist als irgendwie ich selber. Also habe ich da ein bisschen eine lausige Einstellung dazu. Über meinen Nachnamen, ich bin früher mal polnisch gewesen, aber jeder meint, ich sei Russin.